Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show. We're on location today. We're at Inbound Brewing, just a couple of blocks away from Target Field. I'm your host, Henry Lake. To my right is producer Christopher Tubbs. We will take you to Twins pregame. That jumps off at 6:30. And I do want to get into a couple of different topics, and the first one is about the Twins, clearly. We're going to go to the Twins game after. I do want to get into the NBA Finals and the conversation surrounding last night. But I want to start with the Twins because I'm concerned about the Twins from one particular, I guess, standpoint. And it's not that I don't think that the Twins are a really, really good team, that they don't have the talent to continue to be in the wild card or win the division. Specifically, my concern right now is all surrounding the Pablo Lopez injury. So Pablo's going to be out, as we all know by now. He's going to be out the next 8 to 12 weeks. With that being said, and I mentioned this last night on the show, I feel like the Twins need to make a move for some sort of solid veteran arm to make sure that we will continue to be on track and on pace to potentially win a division. Now, if you kind of surf social media earlier today, if you checked out the Minnesota Star Tribune, you would see the comments and you'll see the philosophy from manager Rocco Baldelli, and that the Twins organization as it stands right now today, right, because we're way off from like trade deadline, whatever, and we'll see how the rehab and everything goes with the injury for Pablo. But the thought is that the Twins will utilize David Festa, Zebby Matthews, and Simeon Woods Richardson, and just kind of like use all of those guys to fill the gap that is Pablo Lopez. Now, we can sit here and we can think that that will work, and maybe it will work. Okay, I'm not trying to rain on the parade and say that it won't work. But does anybody out there have confidence that that will work? Because I think the thing that I'm thinking about without Pablo, and he is your best pitcher, okay? He's your best pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
You've got these young guys that are stepping in. Will the young Twins pitchers fold under pressure? That is my concern. Because everything is a trickle-down effect. Without Pablo, you're going to need other guys to step up. You're going to need the offense to step up a little bit. If they start to falter, then who does that affect? Your bullpen. We need all areas of this team to be clicking and clicking properly.
What's interesting to me about kind of, you know, what we're talking about with the Pablo injury is that you can't replace Pablo Lopez one for one. David Festa, you're not going to be able to do
it. They're trying to do committee.
Yeah, but what I'm really interested in is Trevor Adams, who they brought up from St. Paul, who's been relegated in kind of a long relief sort of position. And it's kind of unique in the sense that we saw from David Festa, he got rocked yesterday in Sacramento. So I think if you're looking from David Festa, Zebby Matthews, some of these guys, Simeon Wood Richardson, you're not looking for a quality start out of them. Maybe you can get four innings, You hand it over to a guy like now. This is asking.
But that's not what Rock was talking about, though. Rock was talking about he's going to need guys to go, you know, 5 and 6 innings. And
well, that's not realistic, though.
But and also on top of that, if you're talking about guys going 4, that impacts your bullpen, which I just mentioned.
Well, it does absolutely. But if you've got one guy, because right now I don't think they've got one particular guy that is designated as your long relief guy. And I'm very curious what Trevor Adams. Because he's an undrafted prospect who they're hot-shotting to the major leagues. I think you're looking at him. I'm very curious, number one, how often he would pitch. Number two, how long he would go and in the situations. Because there are some problems that not having Pablo presents, but I don't think you can look at, well, you know, if we're going to go to the trade deadline, we're going to make a deal. I don't think the Twins would make any sort of a meaningful deal. They've shown that that's not their MO.
Well, I will say this, though. If the thought process is we're going to jump to St. Paul to have somebody come in and they will be the person that's going to be the stopgap for the season, I just don't think that that's logical. I don't think that that's
You're talking about like a starter, like a about like a middle relief.
No, I'm talking about the young man that you just mentioned.
Trevor Adams.
You know, being with the organization and whatever role he has. Mm-hmm. Semien Woods-Richardson, he started with the squad, then went to St. Paul, and then we've seen him in Major League Baseball, so
yes,
we know what we have in
we
him
know
to
what
this
he,
particular
what
point.
He is and what he's
My
not.
Point is that if you're talking about names like that, that doesn't do a whole lot for me. Like, I'm not trying to disrespect any prospect, but I'm talking about you need clarity and confidence in what you're going to get. And to me, and I'm not saying that you're going to go out and make a major move. And it was funny because last night when you were gone, Lindsay was like, well, Paul Skeens. I'm like, you're not doing anything.
Oh, Lindsay, like, come on.
And I think she was kind of, it was tongue-in-cheek a little bit. But I guess my point is that when you look at...
Is Tarik Skubal available?
When you look at the parts of the Twins that cannot take a massive step back. If you look at Pablo not being available for 3 months, I think that you go and acquire an arm. I just don't know that you say and sit there and you're like, you know what, we're just going to be able to work through this thing from within.
I think that's why if there's a saving grace to the injury, it's that it happens now. And you've got 7 weeks to figure this out because you got the trade deadline at the end of July. And you're saying, well, we don't know what we've got. I think that's kind of what we have to work through. We've got to work through what do we got? What don't we have? What are these guys' limitations?
I don't know. I don't know if it really – I don't know if it's an advantage. Let's say that it happened a month from now, or let's say a couple of weeks from now, right? And you're
but,
closer –
But you have plenty of time to flesh all this out, though.
But what I'm saying is that let's say that you're closer to the trade deadline and something does happen. Sometimes you make a move out of panic, and it actually is a good move. If you sit here and you lose a bunch of games and there's a trickle down effect with your bullpen, mm-hmm. that's not going to help you.
I don't know that we have to worry about the trickle down effect yet, because I mean, keep in mind with that third wild card, a lot more teams are going to be buyers than they are sellers. Now we've seen teams go to the very last minute with the deadline. If you're going to buy, then I think. You make a move for somebody before everybody else does because a team like Baltimore that I know Jeff Passan said was looking like a seller, mm-hmm. they've ripped off like 6 in a row now, and all of a sudden Baltimore's now played their way back into wild card contention. So if you're going to do it, I think you jump on a team that is obviously a seller. Like I mean, I'd love like a Sandy Alcantara.
And I'm not talking about a big name. I'm talking about just a solid veteran guy to fill. You know what you're going to get. Yes.
Yeah. You're not going to go out and get a top-line guy. But I think we have to look at worst case scenario with Pablo's 3 months. I don't want to go in thinking, okay, it's going to be a month or two, and then it's mid August when he comes back.
And let me say this with regards to the trickle down effect in impacting other areas of your ball club. I'm concerned about that effect. Anytime somebody's pitching and their name isn't Joe Ryan or Bailey Ober, that's just the reality of it. I like Chris Paddock and what the Sheriff has done. And by the way, is tonight's like the Sheriff hat, right? Isn't tonight the night where they're doing the hats?
It's a country night?
Well, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I could see you in a little cowboy hat and walking around the studio.
I'll take one if they give one to me.
Giddy up, Lake.
But the bottom line is it'll be interesting to see. And look, I'm not trying to sit here and say that the young guys won't step up. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody will emerge. But until we see that happen, you can't say that you're confident that it's going to happen.
No, yeah, I'm not confident in anything right now. And even with Chris Paddock, like I said, you better hope that carriage doesn't turn into a pumpkin. I'd love to see Chris Paddock continue this, especially now.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know you've got two guys that are proven. Chris Paddock needs to continue, and then you figure out the last two spots with the combination of three guys and put it together. You know, you MacGyver this thing.
All right, the Late Show is based right now at Inbound Brewing. The way that it's going to go is we've got another segment left. Then we'll also get into the Twins pregame. That jump starts at 6:30. Twins, Toronto Blue Jays. Then after the game, we'll do final pitch, not from Inbound, because we're going to wrap that up here in the next 15 minutes. But we'll take a break. I want to get to the NBA Finals. At this particular point, the Indiana Pacers lead the Oklahoma City Thunder one game to none. And it was super interesting last night what took place, and we'll get to that next year on the Late Show. All right, we got 10 minutes from the Twins pregame. Twins, Toronto Blue Jays at Target Field. We're at Inbound Brewing, just a couple of blocks away from Target Field. So I look forward to going to the game in just a little bit. Stop on by if you're not going to the game. Sit around, have some drinks, have some brews, have some food. You know, just come and enjoy a good time.
It's a good night. It's a great night. It's a great space.
This has been the best weather that we've had when we come down here for these remotes, too.
Oh, fabulous. Like, I love it. I love seeing everybody out here just having a good time before the game. And, yeah, yes. If you're not going to the game, come out here, hang out. I mean, there's nothing wrong, nothing better than being in North Loop on a Friday night when the Twins are playing.
Are you sure?
Well,
what you know about the North Loop?
Huh?
What you know about the
North
Loop?
I know that it's a cool place to be. See? We got people clapping.
Hey, I wanted to get to the NBA Finals here real quick. Indiana defeated OKC last night. Last second shot. Woo-hoo. Tyrese Halliburton. He just continues to make shots. That's all he does, right? At the last second. I mentioned it last night, and I was proven right. In that,
oh, so we're going to hear about Henry Lake being right. I can't wait to hear this.
And that I think that people should not complain about matchups and the certain teams that get into championships. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why. And I know that this will always be a thing, but it shouldn't be a thing. Going into last night, what was the talk? Was that OKC is going to crush Indiana in this series, right? They're the heavy favorites. Last night, I think the Vegas line was 9.5. Like, they were favored to win by basically 10 points over Indiana.
In game one of an NBA Finals.
In game one. And so I think that psychologically, we all look and we're like, this isn't going to be worth watching. Well, I said this on the air last night when they were trailing by 12, because in the third quarter they were trailing by 12, that we needed these games, at least the first couple of games, to be close, even if Indiana was to lose. And the reason for that is because let's say that OKC crushes last night, that they dominate.
Yep.
Okay. Let's say that they dominate. Last night, they dominate game two. So at home, where they're expected to win, they crush. You know what that does nationally? Everybody checks out. Everybody is like,
we were right. We told you so.
This is not worth watching. We're going to do something else. We're checking out the NBA Finals. What last night actually did, though, it got people gravitating to, like, clamor to want to see what is going to happen in game number two, because the MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, had a phenomenal night. But you know what? OKC still lost basically on a buzzer beater to the Indiana Pacers, who everyone has disrespected. Everybody has looked at the Indiana Pacers. They beat Cleveland when they were underdogs. They beat the Knicks when they were underdogs.
Yep.
And now they're underdogs again. If you're Adam Silver, you could not have asked for a better situation last night. That last night was the best thing to happen to the NBA to start a finals.
And I think this postseason, it is the legend of Tyrese Halliburton. Because he's done it to everybody. Every round, it's been like, Tyrese Halliburton, you know, did it here. Oh, guess who's going to take that shot? Tyrese Halliburton. Oh, guess who get it again? Tyrese Halliburton. Like, to me, this is all of a sudden, it's Oklahoma City, and it's Tyrese Halliburton. Like, what can he do next? What can he do to top himself? I mean, Oklahoma City is one of the best defensive teams in basketball.
Yes, they are.
And I mean, that was a missed shot.
They got two all-defensive team players.
No timeouts. Like, no timeouts. He just got the ball into the front court, got to the right wing, pulled up for the three-point shot, and nailed it.
What was, I guess, when you looked at those teams play last night, at the end of the game, what was the overarching feeling that you had or thought at the end of that game? Outside of Halliburton, we know he's a He hits clutch shots. But what was maybe one of the bigger things that you thought about?
I don't like to buy into narratives, but I think just kind of Indiana versus the world. It's kind of like everybody doesn't. They just think Indiana doesn't have a shot. Okay, you win, but this is a fluke. Like, okay, you won. It's fun. You got one. Oklahoma City's going to take the next four. I just feel like right now Indiana is playing with house money at this point because nobody believes. That's my take on it.
All right, so that wasn't the thought process I had at the end of last night. I'm going to tell you really simply. The thing that I thought after that game was over, and I'm watching the post game, I'm watching Scott Van Pelt, and I'm watching ESPN. The thing that I thought after that game was over was, why could the Minnesota Timberwolves have done that? Are the Timberwolves not ready for prime time? Why couldn't Anthony Edwards have been that guy to help them lead the charge?
Yeah.
Like that.
It's a good question.
I was last night. It was Pacers and it was OKC, but I was frustrated Wolves fan.
Is it because, a personnel thing? Do you think they?
No. I'm not talking about personnel. I'm just talking about like you got to show more fortitude and some grit and some fight. And to me, I look at the Pacers. They got more fight than us, man.
Yeah, they do. Like OKC's got some grit. Like Rick Carlisle, you got to give him a ton of credit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, winning a title before with Dirk and now, you know, coming back with a team that, I mean, everybody had counted out as being, okay, they're a nice story, but let's be honest, it's the Cavs and it's the Celtics. And I don't care if it was Jason Tatum's ruptured Achilles. That was a series that they were going to win.
Anyway. I'll say this right now, and I'll stand by this. I think that Rick Carlisle might be the most disrespected coach in the NBA. The man has a ring, and he's back in the finals, and nobody talks about what he does. Everybody's talking about Pascal Siakam. He's awesome. Everybody's talking about
great trade they made.
We talk more about Tyrese Halliburton's dad than we talk about the coach,
and that's so wrong. I mean, I didn't see John Halliburton last night.
What do you mean you didn't see him?
I was like purposely trying to. If he'd come on the TV, I'd be like, click.
You saw him.
I know, but I'm just saying. I was doing my best to
avoid. Oh, now you're hating his dad? I mean, what you got a problem with his dad?
Talk to Giannis.
I mean, I'm not a fan of his dad, but I don't hate his dad.
No, I just think his dad needs to be taken down a few pegs. That's all. That's all. Let Tyrese do the cooking. Give him the recipes.
It was so now if I said to you, let's place a wager.
Mm-hmm.
I will take OKC, you take Indiana, and they're up a game, and let's bet $300. Would you make that bet?
I don't think I would. I still don't think I would.
You still believe in OKC?
I still believe in OKC. One of two things is going to happen in game two because it's still going to be in OKC. Either OKC is going to come out with their hair on fire or Indiana.
Or like we did in game three?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like either OKC is going to come out with their house on fire, their hair on fire, and maybe this was a wake-up call, or Indiana's going to come out and they're going to go 2-0, and then all of a sudden, OKC, I think, is not going to hit the panic button, but I think they're going to realize that they're in for a little bit tougher fight.
All right, we got about a minute left here, and then we're going to get ready for Twins pregame. here on The Good Neighbor. I'll say this quickly, because I don't know what the thought process is going to be, and I have no idea what Jason Kidd is probably thinking about right now.
Why?
But if I'm Jason Kidd, there's no way I'm going to New York.
No.
No way. I'm staying in Dallas with Kyrie, with Anthony Davis, with Cooper Flagg, who's going to be the number one pick. There's no way I would leave the Dallas Mavericks situation to go to New York. I know that New York is a really good team, but they don't have any draft picks.
No, they don't. And the pressure that he's going to be under to win, because Tibbs took you to the Eastern Conference Finals. All right, Jason Kidd, you have to take us to the finals. Anything short of a finals is going to be a disappointment. Whoever steps into that, it's a bad spot. And yeah, if I'm Jason Kidd, I stay right where I'm at.
All right, hey, Josh, you'll have to tell me how much time we got until we get out of here, because I can hear no bumper music because we're on location. But Twins baseball is coming up next. The Toronto Blue Jays. Hey, the last time that I saw Toronto and I felt great about us, we ended their season.
Yes.
Just a couple of years ago.
I like Toronto. I mean, I love it when their fans come down. Hopefully everything that's going on, you know, between us and Canada isn't going to prevent them from coming down.
Yeah. All right. Twins and Toronto Blue Jays coming up next. You're on The Good Neighbor. We'll talk to you after the game on Final Pitch. Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.